What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another cubed edition, squared edition of Nerd Cubed. Got it
close, backwards.
There. And, hopefully the last one for a bit, as the Ginger will be returning next week.
We found him. He was safe. He was just, just got lost from home.
No. So I was in the grocery store and, you know, just picking some stuff up in the produce section. I heard a mumbling noise, look over, and they had him packaged up, ready to go.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. And so see, he just wandered into the wrong part of the store.
You got to stay away from those produce people. They'll just package your ass up if you're a ginger.
Right? I mean,
be glad they weren't going for the ginger root.
Sean's
going black lady on us.
I tell you what. No, I'm joking. That's not even that. That's something else.
That anyway. Was like a mix of a black lady trying to do an impersonation of King of the Hill.
Oh, right. Well, damn it, Bobby. No, I'm not even going to
tell you what.
I tell you what. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's always good news.
Yeah,
so
that's
we'll have
great
him
news
back in the house next week.
Yeah, great news to start the show off with.
So. And, it'll be episode 50, so good timing.
Right. Yeah, other than that, it's just been not a whole lot going on this week for me, you know, just working and shit. Always working.
Same here. I did all my research pretty much last minute this week. I think we're going into this one with no list at this point, so
right.
We're just going to bullshit, and we'll get back to the list next week with Timmy.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, if a list comes up, we'll just mention random shit. Maybe we can have a wrestling list.
Yeah, maybe.
Your favorite wrestling moves. I don't fucking know. It was an idea.
Well, you should have brought it up before we started.
Well, no, this is, if we're going in this on the fly, let's do this on the fly, man. This is how this works.
We'll see where we're at when we get to that point.
Yeah, near the end.
But other
than that, any sort of news coming up for the geek world? New nerd news? Any sort of
Do we want to do that stuff first or more serious things first?
That's right. Yeah, there's been a lot of serious stuff going on. So I think let's get serious out the way.
All right. Yeah, last week we didn't touch on Chester Bennington committing suicide.
Everybody already has, so it's
And, you know, that one's really tough because that's definitely someone I grew up listening to. And
was it 99? That album 99 or was it 2000 when...
It was right around there.
That first album came out. And it was like, it just kept getting progressively better. I've always liked what they did. But Chester was dealing with some stuff. And he just, I guess he ran out of ways to deal with
it. Yeah, and I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, just like with Chris Cornell and tons of other people, you could seem like you have everything in the world and still not.
He had a family, a big
six
family.
Six kids from, I think they said, three different people.
Right, but still six kids. It's six kids without a father right now.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah, because he needed an outlet. He didn't have it. You figure music would be an outlet like that, but again, they're just listening to what you're saying as words, but they don't understand sometimes where all these songs come from. Like a lot of songs just have different meanings, and you think that it's like, oh, it's about this, but who knows? Because ever since listening to this interview where he was talking about being alone with his head, it's not a good place. It's not, you know, he had so many demons in there. And now listening to his music, some of those songs, you could tell he was maybe trying to ask for help or something, because a lot of those songs are dealing with depression and all this. I mean, it's not just a badass guitar beat behind it and shit. It's
right.
It might have been a cry for help, but everybody's just like, oh, just listen to those lyrics. They're good to sing along with, but are you thinking about them?
Well, and then we also bring this up because we found out this morning, we're not going to name names or anything, but we did find out that a friend that we've made since, you know, starting the Ghostbusters and everything did pass away. And they were one of the, you know, bubbliest people I had, you know, met in a long time. Always smiling and always really happy.
And you were saying it was suicide?
That's what I've heard. Like I said, we're not going to name names or anything like that.
But the point is suicide.
Exactly.
Right now, so.
And just shows that, you know, even if somebody doesn't seem like they need help, but.
Yeah, look at Robin Williams again.
I guess all we're saying is if, you know, you have issues like that or you're thinking about doing something like that, just reach out to, you know, someone, whether it be
a close friend,
friends, family.
If you need somebody who works in that sort of line.
Yeah,
you know,
or, you know, someone that. Yeah, exactly. Like the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. And if you don't necessarily feel like talking to someone, you're more of a texting person like I am, there is, you know, a texting hotline which you can connect to by texting connect to 741741.
On a lighter note to the texting part, do you think they use emojis?
A lot of crying face emojis,
right?
I imagine.
It's just like, oh, there's no razor blade emojis or not like that.
I'd
with
be
the,
a li-
the little no ghost logo but with a razor blade inside. Like, no, do it.
I'd be a little worried and you start getting eggplants and things back.
Okay finger with the pointer finger going, hey, there's other things you could be doing instead. But, I mean, I'm not trying to deter from that. It's just, but that's just
no,
what
we
popped
just,
into my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I kind of need something to get out of the serious part of the show. We don't, you know, usually go quite that dark, but mm-hmm. when it's something like this that's, you know,
we've just never really, you know, it's not something that we
well, I mean, it's just
processed to like think about doing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's been times where it's like I've thought I was just like, you know, if I just kill myself, then I don't got to worry about nothing. But I mean, that was.
I mean, it's one thing to kind of just have like the fleeting thought, but
yeah,
you know.
But you think about, you take time and think, or you talk to people, and that's exactly what I did. That's why it was just like, you know, thinking about my child and shit, and it's just like I can't leave that behind.
Yeah, but sometimes that's not even enough for some people. Just that chemical. I mean, a lot of times, just that chemical imbalance mm-hmm. wins the fight. You can only fight your own body so much.
it's a different type of cancer.
Exactly. It's really no different. It's just an illness in another form.
That's a bummer. But
definitely
get help.
Yes, exactly. And
don't
I mean,
ignore it.
Hell, even if you want, just message our page. Any one of us three, I'm sure, would be happy to talk with you.
I'll talk you off the ledge. Done it a couple times. I can do it again.
Yeah, so, yeah. Don't really, that's always a rough thing to go into anything serious, because it's real hard to
I was trying to get out of my emoji.
And then we kind of went right back. Hey, we're kind of climbing. Let's jump back.
Right? I don't know. I just figure you got to have chipper people working that phone line, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
You got to be a special kind of person to be able to do that kind of job.
Right? You call in there. How are you doing today? I'm super. Thanks for asking. No. Do they have to sing?
I hope not.
I would probably sing. Or I don't know. That'd just be me. You don't want to do this. So much to live for.
I guess why we're on the topic. I didn't get a cause or anything, but a designer by the name of Corey Gasper passed away over the weekend, who did a lot of work on Mass Effect 2 and 3, and he was the lead designer on Anthem.
How old?
The articles I could find didn't really have any. He wasn't very old at all. I think maybe early 40s, if that.
Oh, okay.
It looked like it might have been cancer or something of that nature.
Sometimes people keep that quiet, too, and it's like, you can't always do that. Just had somebody recently, she was going through some stuff, and her friends knew about it, but her husband had no idea. Because she just kept saying, yeah, I'm just going to cut my hair to keep it short. And he's just like, oh, it's looking really cute like that. And one of her other friends just had to be like, you stupid. She hasn't told you that it's for chemo. She's going to be going through chemo. And he's like, what? No, nobody told me any of this. So it's like, we got to communicate, people. You know, it's just Again, I had no idea.
And then the dad from Home Alone.
Home Alone, sorry.
He passed away over the weekend as well.
He was also in Sharknado and a bunch of other good movies.
I think just about every actor has been in Sharknado. But speaking of Home Alone, have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately?
Yeah,
he's looking great.
Yeah, he's looking like Kevin in Ghostbusters.
Right. But yeah, he's looking like Kevin McAllister again rather than the cracked out dude laying in a freaking ditch somewhere.
Right. And I don't think that was just a haircut that did that because
he definitely put on weight and everything too. Because last pictures you've seen of him, his face looked all sunk in and he was looking rough.
A Grim Reaper role if that's the sort of acting he's into.
And I guess the new movie that he's working on right now is with Seth Green.
Oh, good. That'd be a good reunion.
Yeah.
They were awesome in Party Monster.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But glad to see he's looking better and starting to get some stuff going again.
Right. Saw the picture and almost myself went,
right?
Slapped the sides of my cheeks and was like, oh, but no, I don't want to drop my phone.
So let's see here. I have so many different places to possibly go here. Let's start with one thing that I said we were going to cover on the Facebook page last episode, and we definitely didn't cover it on last episode because it wasn't on my list, and we covered a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are getting Ghostbuster toys.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, that's awesome. And I thought they were just going to be dressing them up like Ghostbusters, but it turns out they're designated Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they're full on... Which, Raphael, I mean, the closest we ever got was back in the day when we were kids. We got Donatello in a flight suit, so we'd kind of pretend he was a Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm, but that was as close as you really got. And I've always been waiting for that kind of crossover to happen.
Yeah, until recently, they also did some that could have been easily made shift into Ghostbusters. That was from the Nickelodeon cartoon line. They were all wearing different jumpsuits.
Nice.
Saw somebody turn those into... Ghostbusters, but now there's legitimate Ghostbusters. What is it? Raphael is Winston. They gave him a mustache. Donatello, go figure. Spangler.
Oh, yeah. With the glasses and the little poof hair.
But Michelangelo's Venkman, I think that should have been Raph.
Yeah, if anybody's roofing anyone, it's going to be Michelangelo.
Cowabunga, dude. Yeah, and then Stan.
Who's got
Leo.
That Thorazine, bro?
Right. I mean, but they gave him the hair and everything too. That's how you could tell because Venkman has the Wicked Widow peaks, and so does Michelangelo now.
And then that their choice just kind of also shows that they feel that Ray's the leader of the team.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. But another funny thing about it too is when you look at it, seeing. Raphael as Zedmore, I think that's what it would have more looked like if Eddie Murphy would have been Winston.
Yeah, he had a bit more of a Eddie Murphy style type.
Especially
high
the mustache.
Type fade.
It's all in that mustache.
Right. So, on to that, let's go. What else do you got?
I saw another set of turtle toys. And again, you know how they have the giant... where those big ones that are all articulate.
Mm-hmm.
They're making them with the trench coats now.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Raphael one mm-hmm. when we were looking at the NECA stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. NECA's doing some shit right now.
Yeah,
and it's going to be good.
I almost feel wrong saying that word.
NECA. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, we'll end it there. But yeah, they got some good turtle shit coming out. Oh, turtle shit. Turtle stuff. Turtle toys, whatever you want to call it.
All right, let's see here. Let's talk about the clusterfuck that was Pokemon Go Fest in Chicago.
Oh, I totally forgot that even happened.
And it was a total failure.
What, did nobody show up?
No,
or did
no,
too many
no.
people show
Tons
up?
Of people showed up, but nobody, there were... The game was having issues. Nobody could connect.
Too many people on the server.
Too many people in one area, which going to a baseball game or anything like that will tell you when you're around a ton of fucking people, it's not going to work.
Sometimes
they need to figure out some kind of giant Wi-Fi system or something if they're going to be trying that.
Yeah, downtown used to have that problem all the time, but now it doesn't so much.
Opening day and shit, it's still pretty bad.
Did that mark the release of the Legendary?
I believe Articuno's been available now. And I haven't played in so long.
I got to get me a Zapdos.
But, I guess everybody that bought tickets and everything, they got a full refund. Oh. They got $100 to spend in-game.
Damn. That's a lot of shit, but your inventory is going to be full before you're done spending that money.
Then on top of that, I guess there are, like, the people that flew out and got hotels and stuff are also suing to get that stuff reimbursed.
And hey, you got to visit a nice city and you didn't get robbed. How about you just thank your lucky
stars
and enjoy your vacation?
Of all the places where you're going to play a big outdoor game, why are you going to hold it in Chicago, the place where the most people get shot every day?
I bet New York was a close second. We're going to meet in Central Park. Stay together. Right. Stay together.
But yeah, this has caused them to postpone all their other big events that they had planned for the summer.
Yeah, just do updates. We're fine with updates. You don't need events. You try to do an event after a year and a half.
I mean, everybody else, if you put out
a year and a half,
do the events like you do the special other things every month or whatever, you know, the case may be, and just have everybody participate.
Wait, that was to mark the first year, wasn't it?
Yeah, one or two. I don't remember.
No, it's only been out for 1 year.
Feels like longer.
It sure does. It sure does. But it was this time last year, or about this time, we saw the Ghostbusters in theaters for that special premiere, and that was the day I started playing Pokemon Go, and it only been out for like a couple weeks before that, I think.
All right, let's keep it going with video games, and we have a release date for the Friday the 13th physical edition.
Physical edition. How funny if that's what it was actually called. The physical edition.
Physical.
We're going to need you to do 50 squats before you can even open the game. Physical. Or turn your head and cough while you play.
But yeah, that's going to be coming out on Friday, October 13th.
Right.
I feel like they're just using it as a gimmick. I bet they could put it out a lot sooner than that.
I bet they could. But Friday the 13th.
And so I really hope that doesn't mean they're going to make us wait until Friday, October 13th to get the single player content.
Now that, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It'd be crap. I mean, we paid for this game right out the gate. We should.
Right. What they need to do is have some more. They'll release a couple more skins, hopefully, and then.
Well, we know they're releasing one.
Bloodstained. And it's just another variant of.
Shouldn't they all be bloodstained?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. But the variant will be different, and the trailer that they showed, it didn't even show anything about single players, or at least not that I'm aware of.
I didn't see anything in it or mentioned in any of the press release. Is there anything I read?
So that makes me wonder if that's even going to be a thing then. But single player should be.
Absolutely.
So.
Because I wants it.
Yeah.
I haven't really played it in a while. I've been playing too much Fortnite.
I haven't played anything.
And Ghost Recon Wildlands. Both addicting as fuck, but.
Nice.
Yeah, Fortnite's definitely fun.
Yeah, I was having issues with my Xbox Live.
Uh-oh.
Well, it turned out that they were trying to charge an old card.
Ah.
And it was like, well, I haven't had that card in a while.
No wonder you can't get my money.
But apparently they gave me 2 months for free or some shit. So.
No shit. It's been deactivated that long?
No. The whole thing was happening. It was still online. And then all of a sudden I try to go back and it's all like, oh, in order to get back in, you're going to have to pay $19.98.
Oh, so they charged you for that time.
Yeah, they charged me for the 2 months, yep.
So you got it for free at the time, but they're like, hey, motherfucker, you're behind on your shit.
Yeah. And I was wondering, too, because I was like, well, this is news to me. And I even updated my card information a while ago, but it was still just showing the old card. And then I don't know what happened. Clicked the right button, and all of a sudden, things changed. Back in the game, baby.
So, yes, can't do shit without Xbox Live. Gotta have that shit.
I could do YouTube all day long and WWE Network. That shit don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, game wise.
Yeah, that's very true. Grand Theft Auto, you can still do Grand Theft Auto without online, but sometimes that's the best shit is online now, especially with all these new updates, and it's just hard to think that they're able to continue a game that's been out for 4 years like this.
Oh yeah, Rockstar though, I think they're probably the best out there, besides maybe Blizzard, at supporting their games after release.
Mm-hmm. But they got to be working on 6 sometime soon. And that's supposed to be like the whole U.S. maybe? Or something similar to it?
Interesting.
I'm just going to be going to Colorado for shits and giggles, see what I can do.
And I'm still really interested in playing that. Have you seen anything for the, was it, PlayerUnknown's Battlefield? Or no,
PlayerUnknown?
Or yeah, PlayerUnknown.
I haven't seen a whole lot for but I think that is that the 1 versus 100 shit? Like everybody versus everybody?
It's being scaled down for consoles, it sounds like. It sounds like it's going to be 65 players.
Oh, but that's still pretty. That's still pretty. A lot. That's a lot.
Pretty good.
It's a Hunger Games situation.
And I guess the cool thing, like you start out every match with nothing. You got to find and craft everything fresh every time.
It is Hunger Games. Holy shit.
Well, no, Hunger Games, they at least had the pot in the middle that you run for to grab shit.
Ooh, yeah, that was rough. I hated that shit. All these kids died.
But yeah, and you have to forge alliances with people if you want and all that kind of crap. I think that'd be a fun one if we could get a good-sized group playing it.
But in the end, we all
there can be only one.
Yeah, Highlander status.
Hell yes. Ow.
But that's the way it is with most games, so. I'm used to being against everybody else, so. Bring it on.
Right. Now, let's see. What else do I got? Episode 9 sounds like it's getting almost completely rewritten.
They probably had a lot of Leia stuff in there?
I assume, but I mean, really? You'd think they would have started on that a while ago.
It's got to come out next Christmas, so I mean
they gotta start filming pretty soon.
I guess they do. They can crank these movies out pretty quick. They didn't start filming. Oh God, I guess you're right. This one was filmed before the end of the year. They've been sitting on, and I don't remember hearing a lot about reshoots like they're doing with Justice League. Right. So.
And then, but speaking of the Leia, I guess. Was it John Bagoya? Is that or Finn? He plays Finn in the episode.
Oh, okay.
He said that the send off that Leia gets is really good, and that they don't kill her off. So I'm really interested to see how they go about it if they don't kill her off.
She's gonna be a hologram?
I don't know. We shall see, but.
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll make it work out pretty well to make everybody happy. You don't want to piss off Star Wars fanboys.
Yeah, exactly.
Any more than they already have.
You piss them off enough and they'll kill themselves, so.
Right. Forgot about that guy.
Still blows my mind.
And let's see here. Here's a random one that I came across that I almost just took his throwaway news, but I was like, fuck it, we're gonna talk about it.
Ooh, my favorite news.
Crockett and Tubbs are returning.
No shit, another Miami Vice, huh?
It's coming back as a TV show. They're not doing it as a movie like they seems like has been the trend.
Again, they were trying to go for a hot cast, but that cast was not Crockett and Tubbs. That was just, that's just Colin Farrell in another movie. I don't know, it didn't flow with me. I liked the show, but I did not like that movie.
But it's being done by Vin Diesel and the other people involved with the Fast and Furious franchise.
Better not be trying to be Tubbs.
I don't think he plans on being in it. It's his production company and the other production company that does the Fast and Furious movies that are working on it together.
And there was definitely some driving in Miami Heat, so. Miami Vice, Miami Heat.
And so it'll be interesting to see if it's, you know, I mean, hell, they brought Hawaii 5-0 back and it's worked out, so who knows?
It sure did. I haven't really watched it, but...
Oh, neither have I. I don't think I've seen one episode.
My grandma watched the shit out of that show.
I guess one of the main actors got in a big old contract dispute with CBS and just walked.
What's that, the Asian
fella? Yeah. They weren't paying him enough, and they weren't going to pay him more. Like, all right, fuck it. I'm out.
That was like his sidekick for a while.
I think he was like one of the stars, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was on every episode that I was aware of. But, yeah, that's what happens in show business sometimes. They think they're bigger than the show, or they just feel that they're not getting paid enough, I guess. Mm. But no, then if you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to do it regardless of what they're paying you. Or at least that's the way it should be. But again, some people are just like, I'm going to get paid to do this. Like the cable guy, Jim Carrey, got paid like over $2 million to do that.
Damn.
And that was a lot for him at the time.
Right.
You know? It's like, that's just millions. Or was it 20 million? Was it 20 million? I don't know. A lot of money. That's all I'm saying. So I can only imagine it's just like when Schumacher's Batman came out, half the payroll went to Schwarzenegger and Clooney, probably.
Oh, I'm sure a good chunk of it did. And while we're on the subject of superhero movies, Kristen Dunst is a little salty.
Oh, yeah, I guess she had some comments about the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, basically saying that they already made the best ones and that Sony's just milking it at this point. It's like, no, you're just jealous because this one's better than the ones you made.
Yeah, I mean, even Andrew Garfield...
Granted, they did make two good ones, but...
Yeah, even the Andrew Garfield ones weren't that bad. They were better than Part 3.
Right, but that's also not a high bar to really have to beat there.
Spider-Man 2 beat Spider-Man 2. That one was damn good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
Doc Ock was amazing.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Homecoming yet, but I've heard good things.
I've definitely heard a lot more good than I've heard bad.
Yeah, so I still got to check that out. I'll be a judge for myself, and it'll probably just be the same verdict where I like them all. I still remember freaking out during Part 3. It's like, oh, he slapped MJ. You don't slap MJ like that.
And then while we're in the Marvel universe, I guess there was some more Miss Marvel news I hadn't heard about, really, that had come out, such as, I guess, a good chunk of the movie, if not most of it, is going to be based in the 90s.
So it's a timepiece, nice.
So it's going to start out with her as Miss Marvel, I assume.
Probably trying to build up to Infinity War or something along those lines?
Something, because I guess from what they're saying in that footage that we can't find anywhere, it does show Miss Marvel in it.
Okay.
And I guess Nick Fury is going to play a big role in it with two eyes, since it's the 90s.
Right, with two eyes.
And then I assume they'd have to be using some of that, you know, software that they've been using to young people down on him in it. Right.
But luckily, it's like, it's still, I mean, it was only 20 years ago, so.
Yeah, they won't have to do too much. Yeah. They can just film a lot of the back of his head and just make up it, make it look nice and smooth.
Right, it's worked before. I'm sure they could do it again, why not?
Yeah, but, yeah, there's that. 90s, there was one. The Marvel will be in it, so the original male Captain Marvel will play some sort of role.
Maybe handing down the powers, or maybe she...
She gets her powers from a lab accident.
Ah. He'll just see her and be like, you are a noble warrior.
We shall see.
That's why I like the... And they do a lot of good things like that, so... Also, since we're still in Marvel, but in a different part of Marvel, let's flip on over to the Fox side of things. Domino has been cast for the Deadpool 2 movie, and they even showed a promotional picture already.
I like the one of her laying on top of Deadpool like he's a bearskin rug.
That's really been the only one I've been able to find.
They released a couple more today of up close of her face.
Oh, good. Yeah, because it's just like just slightly different. Her name is Zazie Beetz. Beetz? I'm not
Zazie Beetz definitely sounds like a DJ name.
Well, look how it's spelled.
I would say that's Zazie Beetz. I would say Zazie Beetz.
Zazie. Maybe it's Zazie.
Either way, it sounds like a DJ name.
I should have listened to somebody say it before I tried to say it. But the last name is totally Beetz.
But it does, watch, it's like Bates or something teacher. Like that.
Oh, right. I think she's English, so. But there was an uproar, and not because of the typical reasons, like everybody would think, because she's black. No, everybody's fine with that. It's the afro. Everybody's freaking out about her hair, and it's just like, who cares? In this day and age of movies, things are going to change, and so we need to stop freaking out about the, getting it costume accurate.
I didn't see anyone making a big deal out of Negasonic Teenage Warhead's powers Boom. Being changed.
Exactly. Even her look was changed.
Yeah, everything was changed.
Exactly. Nobody gave a shit. And it's the same thing again. We've never got to see Logan one time in the Wolverine garb. So it's not about how you nail the costume. It's about how you nailed the accuracy of the character.
Letting them change the powers is how they got the rights to use something in one of the that's how they got the rights to use Ego in Guardians 2, was by letting them change the powers.
Oh, because there was a couple powers that Ego didn't actually have that he had in this.
No. By letting Sony change Negasonic's powers.
Oh, they got the rights to use Ego.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But it's just crazy how these little things are all just kind of coming together.
Oh, exactly. I'm just excited to see Domino on film. So it's like the last Deadpool movie impressed me so much that I don't care what they do. I'm going to see this movie, and I'm probably going to laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah, and I can't wait to see Cable.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Josh Brolin is going to be amazing. And
do you think they make any references to Cyclops?
No, but they might make a couple references to Thanos. I wouldn't be surprised. They can make jokes about all the shit they want. They just as long as they're not showing stuff. But they could make a couple references to Cyclops. I don't know. Well, I mean, that'd be a good reason to, hell, get them cast.
I mean, since it sounds like there is a pretty sizable scene that's taking place in the mansion.
Exactly. They got to show more than two mutants this time, so.
Or maybe that'll just be a running joke. Every time they go there, no one else is ever there.
Like, maybe when they get there, they'll see the jet taking off.
That'd be pretty cool. Is it the black? Bird, bluebird?
Bluebird. Well, I think it's been called the Blackbird a couple times. Yeah. I don't know. I think it just you'll correct us later out there, audience.
Yes, like just how we got corrected that it's not Penelope in...
Penelope.
Wreck-It Ralph. It's Penelope.
Yeah, we'll have to start a whole segment of corrections if people mind sending those in. Oh, but then again, I think that might be stealing Benson's idea. He kind of does that.
I think a bunch of podcasts have corrections.
Right. The one that didn't, though, I was like the Bill Burr's. He would just go out there with a friend, and they would just say what they believed, and that's it. They would just say what they believed with no fucking remorse, no fucking that's research awesome. Done whatsoever. They just tell you what they think it means, and then later people would tell them what it means, and then still just be like, I still think it means what I said.
I could definitely see Bill Burr doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let's see. While we're still in the Sony-verse, Mads Mikkelsen has expressed he's interested in playing Doctor Doom. Really, kitty? Yeah. All right, now that we got the dog to shut the fuck up, we can go back to talking about Mads Mikkelsen wanting to...
Yes.
Play good old Doctor Doom.
Yeah, that was great because from other things I've been checking out, I mean, he was great in the Doctor Strange film, and the way things work, you can just do whatever the hell you want these days. You can work for Fox, you can work for Marvel, you can or DCU or MCU.
Well, they killed his character in Doctor Strange, right?
Right, but sometimes you figure it's like, but he's going to be in a different movie from the same with the same little logo in the beginning.
But I think their no compete clauses really only apply to returning characters, except for Josh Brolin, just because they're like, that's too good for business to or, you know, too good for business to not have him be in both those movies. Yeah.
Well, and I still need to look into whatever makes Quicksilver be able to be in both of them as well. So it's like things happen. But again, he's just, yeah.
I forgot how that happened.
Probably because they said they killed him off.
Right.
He's not going to be returning. Unlike Kick-Ass, this time he gets his ass kicked. But, he's a good choice for Victor. I think he would play it very well.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know until today, speaking of Kick-Ass, that Mark Millar also did Kingsman.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that was even a comic.
Yeah, so not until I heard about, I think I was listening to Fat Man or something, and they were talking about, like, oh, I have to go back and read those.
I want to go back and read those. Oh, yeah, because I just found out like a week ago that they were comics. I was like, what? Two films in, right. And I'm just now finding this out?
All right, and let's see here. Well, I still had a Marvel thing here. It goes back to actual Marvel. So we've all seen the...
Like Thor... comics Marvel?
No, movie.
Oh, okay.
So we've all seen the Thor trailer by now for Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. And one of the most memorable lines from that trailer was actually done by a Make-A-Wish kid that happened to be on set that day.
Really? What line was that?
That he's my friend from work.
That's awesome.
A Make-A-Wish kid told Helmsworth, hey, you should say this. And he gave it a try, and it was a hit. How great is that?
It makes me so happy inside.
And then another thing that I find really interesting about this movie that makes me want to see it even more, about 80% of the dialogue was improvised.
Really? They're just letting them do that these days, huh?
I guess this is kind of a first for Marvel.
As long as they stay close to the subject, I guess they can...
Well, and I figure after, I guess, what they would consider semi-poor performance of Dark World, they're like, we need to go a different direction with this.
And sometimes it also depends on the director. You know, directors will give their actors certain leniencies and stuff and be like, hey, this is how you feel, then just go with it. But some directors are just like, hey,
no, do it.
This is
the
what
fucking
the fucking
book.
Script says. You shut the fuck up and say the line.
I guess that's how Kevin Smith used to be until not that long ago, and he started lightening up, he said. Random question.
Yes. Have you seen the trailer for the movie? I think it's called, is it called Disaster? I can't remember, but it's about the guy.
The one
who
James
made the
Franco
room.
Is directing and stuff?
About the room.
Yeah, that looks fucking hilarious. Yeah,
they should have improvised on that one instead of following the script. It probably would have made it like take 66. I didn't hit her. I swear to Christ, I didn't. You know, he's like, oh, hi, Mark. You know, all that shit. It's just like, oh, he fucking finally did it.
While we're on the subject of randomness, I like
but that movie looks interesting because The Room is fucking crazy. That's what we should do a commentary for, The Room. No, you know what? I don't really want to sit through it again. Never mind. Scrap that idea.
No, on the internet, someone made a supercut to music. I guess back in the day, Adam West did some movie and he did a bunch of ADR himself.
It was
a
made for TV movie.
Yeah, and there was like 65 some odd takes
of
doing
let's go.
Doing that line. Yeah. And oh, dude, I listened to the whole thing and I was like, I need to burn this. This has to go with me everywhere.
Every one of them is different.
It's amazing.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
It was ridiculous. It's like that guy
had
a hell of a range.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
All right, last Marvel thing real quick. Another thing that I found kind of cool is a random little tidbit that I read today. Batista has not read the entire script for Avengers.
Probably because they didn't give it to him.
No, he got the whole thing. But he said he will only read the parts that he's in because he wants to sit in the theater and be surprised.
Oh, that's a pretty cool idea. Some people just... Like, other actors only do that because that's the only thing that matters to them. He's right. Like, well, I'm not in this part of the movie, so fuck it.
Yeah, he said he skipped over everything else just because he wants to still be surprised.
Nice.
I thought that was pretty cool.
You know, he caught a glance of a couple things that he probably wasn't happy with. Right. Like, no, I gotta black this whole page out.
But, you know, complete opposite of Tom Holland, who they only gave him his parts because he has a big mouth.
That's smart. I need to check out the Nerdist with him then, if he likes to spill the beans about backstage shit. I want to hear what's going on.
That was a pretty good episode. I listened to it.
Yeah, I've been listening to some more lately. But
they just released a really good one today with Al Gore. Pretty interesting.
Ah, yeah, because I think
there's a sequel to The Inconvenient Truth coming out.
Just came out, or it's about to come out. Yeah, it talks about Trump basically dismantling the EPA and shit like that. Yeah,
fuck Trump. All right, but, like, so out of politics.
We don't get political here.
And then, let's see.
We had a lot of Marvel. That's good.
Yeah. And, well, last movie thing I have. I'll save that for a segue. Here we got Sony and Microsoft are in talks to get the cross-platform going for Minecraft.
Okay.
I think Sony is realizing they're losing out on a huge possibility and not, you know, participating in...
I've never paid attention. Minecraft is on Sony.
It's owned by Microsoft Studios now, yeah.
Oh, Minecraft is owned by Microsoft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. But was it on Sony at any time? PlayStation was...
On the system, but they just weren't going to allow the cross-platform play.
They were going to
be the
idea.
Only one.
That's messed up.
Yeah, so that's bad business. Why would you not participate in something everybody else is? It's not going to hurt you any.
It's kind of fucked up to think you can play with somebody on a tablet,
but not your PlayStation.
Yeah. Exactly. They're like, oh, you want to go online? Fuck you. Enjoy your PlayStation, buddies.
All right, and then last thing I got here is John Cena was cast as the lead in the Bumblebee movie.
Right?
Bumblebee be the lead in the Bumblebee movie.
You would think, but, you know, he's John Cena. But do you think John Cena's going to be playing a ghost because we can't see him?
Right? It must be hard to be an actor when you can't be seen.
Exactly. No, it's different. It's funny because now he's Mark Wahlberg when in Trainwreck he had that line. He's like, I look like Mark Wahlberg. I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg. And then he's just been on a roll lately with a lot of shit. So, I mean, it's about time he moved up to mainstream, but I'm getting sick of all these Transformer movies.
And damn it, I was so going to use this as a fucking segue to go into some wrestling stuff, but I have to backtrack because I totally missed something that is very important to me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got some shit to say about Cena in a minute. All anyway, right. They
are continuing Nightmare Before Christmas, not as a movie. It is going to be continued as a comic.
Oh, okay.
And the first story is going to be called Zero's Journey, and Zero somehow ends back up in Christmas Town and has some adventures.
Hmm. Nice. Zero. I'd
prefer to see them, you know, go into some of the other doors first. We've seen Christmas Town. Let's see something new.
Right, and since it's going to be the first story, that means it's probably going to be like a 5 or 6 comic arc, so... There'll be 6 books of them in there. Maybe he ventures through all of them if it's called Zero's Journey. They were just saying, hey, we've already been to Christmas Town, so spoilers, we go back. But I don't know.
But either way, I'm excited. Any more Nightmare is good for me.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that. Great franchise.
Hopefully they don't fuck it up. We'll find out. All right, so anyways, back into wrestling.
Oh, yes. But it was, I guess it was more Transformers related. What is the one thing Transformers can't transform into? A good movie.
That's for sure.
So, you know, they keep making them, but whatever. Anyway, yes, some exciting developments have been going on in wrestling at the moment. Building up towards SummerSlam. SummerSlam is going to be the next main event, and they're going to be crossing over the Raw and SmackDown brands. But I don't see any inter-show feuds going on. I mean, who knows what could happen backstage. But the main things they're setting up for are the main matches. A lot of these matches right now with the Universal title over on Raw, they have a Fatal 4-Way set up. And it's going to see Brock Lesnar defend his title against Can you take a guess who might be in that match?
Cena?
No, no, he's SmackDown.
Oh, I have no idea.
Even though they call him a free agent, but nope, it's going to be Roman Reigns, the guy who's been in everything. They are throwing in Samoa Joe, so I'm excited about that. And Braun Strowman, the monster among men, been making a huge impact lately, doing really well in the ring, surprisingly, and showing people that he is very athletic. He can do a lot more than people believe. He even knows how to do the
moonsault.
Where they jump from their back right onto their feet.
Oh yeah, the little the kick up thing.
Yeah. He got dared to do it at a live show because they don't want people to know how agile he actually is. And so the officials were like, "Don't you fucking do it. Don't you fucking do it. We'll fine you if you do it." And he's just like, you know, fuck it. Because they had a bet going on in the back. They were going to give him money anyway. So he just did that kick up in the middle of a match. And they're like, "You son of a bitch." the way this is going to end, I believe it's either going to go to Samoa Joe or Braun Strowman. Because they got to get it off of Brock for the simple fact that Brock is a very limited part-timer.
Mm-hmm.
And they need somebody who's going to be there all the time to defend it. And with his schedule, no. His schedule is more suited for a UFC career, which he is.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like he's planning on going back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's already entered himself into a lot of the tests and shit that they do to make sure that you can compete. Mm. And the other things that they've been working towards, let's see, they got the women's title. That's going to be Alexa Bliss and Bayley. Maybe because Bayley got injured on Raw, like a legit shoulder injury.
Oh, damn.
And so she's been bummed out the last couple of days, but this just happened, so it might be healed. Again, SummerSlam is still weeks away.
I heard Cena landed on his neck pretty rough.
Yes, that was SmackDown. They were determining a number one contender match to face Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam, and it was against Shinsuke Nakamura. And yeah, Shinsuke picked him up for his exploder suplex, and Cena didn't get... I don't know if they didn't work together enough or whatever happened. Something happened and the move went a little astray, but he seemed fine. But that was the second-to-last move of the match.
Mm-hmm.
So he took that, and then he took Shinsuke's finisher, and then it was over. But I think he'll be fine.
He walked out on his own.
Yeah. They even raised each other's hands and shit. So I think he's going to be okay. They definitely would have announced something already if he was that injured. So I think he's going to be fine. Yeah, that just happened last night. So it's like, that's exciting. Another thing they're building towards is the U.S. title. They're going back and forth. AJ was able to beat Kevin Owens. Again, for it because they had Battleground. Kevin Owens won the title back. The two nights later on SmackDown, he wanted a rematch, but then Chris Jericho made a surprise appearance. Also wanted a rematch because his last match was was losing the U.S. title.
When he had a break in the touring schedule, he's like, "I'm here."
Exactly. And so they had a fatal or a triple threat match, and AJ pinned Chris Jericho to regain the U.S. title. And this week, they had another match. They started the show out with the U.S. title match. Kevin Owens got screwed because something happened where he missed a punch on AJ and accidentally punched the ref.
Oh, shit.
Right in his eye. And so he couldn't see that Kevin's right shoulder was up while AJ was pinning him and counted the three, gave AJ the win, and so set up the match at SummerSlam. Kevin Owens being furious at Shane McMahon for having set up the whole thing last week anyway. Went back there, and then they set it up to where Shane McMahon's going to be the special guest referee.
Like, why don't you go get in another helicopter crash, asshole?
Ooh, right? He's looking pretty good for being in a helicopter crash. You couldn't even tell. He's wearing these tight sweaters now. He's like, I'm ripped. Remember me?
God. Starting to look like his dad then.
Yeah, no shit. Pretty much. I'm trying to think if there's any other major developments going on. Not so much. I mean, the New Day won the tag titles. They're getting them mixed up with the Usos. There's not a whole lot that they've been doing with that. the SmackDown women's title, Naomi turned it into a giant glow stick. And, yeah, she's going to face Natalya at SummerSlam. But Carmella, I say butta a lot, don't I?
We both do it.
Yeah, but Carmella is the lady Money in the Bank holder. So she can cash in at any time. So we don't know what's going on with that. But Naomi's got this whole Feel the Glow gimmick going on. So, yeah, she added a bunch of lights to the title. And it is a giant glow stick for the most part.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Very, very weird.
And then they...
why does it do that?
Yeah, why did it do that? That's random.
I don't know, but it's getting really old.
That's surprising.
Figure out how to stop that.
Yeah, we do.
Because it only does it on web pages, nothing else. All right, so anyway.
The only thing they haven't they have time to mess with, but they haven't set up yet, is the Raw Tag Team Champions. I think what they're going to try to do for that is set up a little Shield reunion between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. They've been pushing forward to trying to get each other on their sides again. But Dean Ambrose is having problems trusting Seth Rollins since Seth Rollins was the one who ended the Shield by hitting them all in the back with chairs. So Dean Ambrose can't trust him for shit. But I think they're setting it up for a match between them.
Nice.
And I don't even know if Intercontinental has anything going on. They haven't said anything for him. Most recently, though, when they announced that Jason Jordan was Kurt Angle's son.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm, they had him on an episode of Miz TV, and Miz tried to attack him. And so he suplexed the Miz into his Miztourage, which was pretty cool. God. And so they might be trying to push Jason Jordan for the Intercontinental title. Right now, I don't know. Just the main events are getting set up. So just, you got to keep watching. See what the hell they do.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to SummerSlam, that's for sure. That's about all I got for that.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else on my little page here. Just trying to find something else maybe here to guide us for another 10 minutes or so, but I don't know.
I can read off a list and then they can make a poll, but I don't know if anybody would actually
participate.
Yeah.
We know 27 of you fuckers subscribe to us on Podbean alone, or on Podcast Addict. Sean figured out how to find that shit today.
So we know we got people out there that know when these episodes are dropping.
And you got Bitface making us look bad with their 170-something. Fuck you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
Share the love. That's what we want. Just share the love.
We need to get up there, record with them badly.
Yeah, especially by the time they hit episode 118.
So. Yes. And now that we have the trio back. Well, as of next week.
Yes. Yes. Everything else was just purely rumors and innuendo. No.
I don't know. Penis references, huh?
I don't know. Just sometimes I was thinking the word innuendo. I never say it enough, so just want to throw that out there.
I'm going to stick it in your window.
Innuendo. So, yeah, I guess.
Oh, we're so bad.
Yeah, that was a little awkward.
Can you tell we're trying to just fill time?
Knock, knock. No, I don't actually have any knock.
Oh,
knock
damn.
Jokes.
I was kind of looking forward to that. That's like sweet and knock, knock joke.
No, I can't even think of any right now.
You're on the spot, Sean.
What is a Mexican prostitute's favorite drink? Horchata.
I knew where you were going with that. And you totally got that from that dad joke video.
Oh, my God.
With the
right.
Asian guy and the black guy. Wait, where did I hear? I was like, hey, you shared that thing.
Right? They even had one. They're like, what do you call a ghost poop? Boo boo?
Boo poo?
No, boo boo.
Why would it be boo boo?
I don't know, just boo boo. Because poo poo, boo boo.
And that's not even good enough to be a dad joke.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah, not at all. Oh, so there was one thing that I did think of that I forgot to talk about earlier that really sucks, especially for me. BioWare and EA announced that BioWare Montreal, which are the people behind the Mass Effect Andromeda, have been, well, they're labeling it a merger and been merged with an EA studio.
Oh, that might be a good thing for them.
That just means basically the writing's on the wall for the new Mass Effect series. Basically saying there's not going to be a series. Andromeda's a one and done.
Oh no. That'd be a bummer. I mean, they maybe they can keep it going through DLC. No, I guess they'd probably just drop it all.
Yeah, they're not. It doesn't sound like they're. It sounds like it's done for. There's not even. There's no plans for any Mass Effect going forward at this point.
Bummer. I wouldn't.
Very, very disappointing.
Maybe Andromeda didn't sell like they thought it would.
It didn't at all.
Oh no.
Yeah, not at all. So that really, really sucks. Because I mean, it definitely didn't live up to the other games, but it was still a decent game. I still had fun with it. I still need to play through it again.
right. Go through every possible aspect of the game just to see every possible different outcome. I like when you can do that in games.
Mm-hmm. Especially with how many different outcomes they have for all the Mass Effect games.
Right.
Uh-oh. All right, Sean, we got 3 minutes.
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away.
Oh, horrible.
Yep. Why does Piglet smell? Because he always plays with poo.
I should have fucking seen that one coming. Totally should have seen that one coming.
What's large, gray, and doesn't matter?
My penis?
No, an irrelevant. He's irrelevant. Irrelevant. Poor guy.
Stop repeating it. I'm going to kick you. It's bad enough the first time. Oh, God.
What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but their flag is a huge plus.
God damn it.
It's terrible. They're so terrible.
They really are, but at the same time, you can't help laugh at the stupidity of them.
Right. What did Mario say when he broke up with Princess Peach? It's not you. It's me, Mario.
God damn it. That one actually isn't too horrible. Oh, I actually kind of enjoyed that one a little bit too much, I think.
That's a good one.
Just a tad bit.
Ooh, I like this one. What do you call a nun in a wheelchair? Virgin Mobile.
Wouldn't that even be a nun in a bus or a nun in any vehicle?
Yeah, but wheelchair, she's all by herself. Otherwise, it'd be virgin.
Or a nun on a bicycle.
Oh, maybe that would work too. I don't know. Nuns on a bike.
Sean with his new hit. Nuns on a bike.
Right? Nuns on a bike. The weather is bad, but soon it's going to get better. I don't know. Actually, that's just a weird version of the Family Guy's version of My Black Son. My Black Son. why did Adele randomness. Cross the road?
Say it again.
Why did Adele cross the road?
Why?
To say hello from the other side.
Son of a bitch.
I think that might be a good one.
Son of a bitch. That that one was actually... God damn it. It's bad enough you made me laugh at a knock-knock joke, but it was an Adele knock-knock joke. And I don't... Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're ending it on that. So.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes. And next time, we will have our ginger back. So be ready for another 2-hour episode rather than an hour.
Family and reunion.
Whoop, whoop. And who knows? We may have some shit to talk about. We shall see. So until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.